أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. What are the side effects of coronavirus? Confusion, distress, and burning anxiety are the side effects of coronavirus that all of them are afflicting everybody throughout the world. When normally we are at ease, we do not appreciate Allah's blessings. For example, both security and health are not appreciated until we lose them. And this is what Imam Ali alayhi salam said: Ni'matani majhulatan as-sihhatu wal-aman. So, when I am healthy, I have no problem, I do not appreciate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in keeping me safe, in granting me healthy life. When there is everything secured, I am living in a society which everything is secured, no problems, no anarchies, no disorders, no wars. I do not appreciate, normally, people do not appreciate that bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we take it as granted, take it for granted, and even do not appreciate it. But when there is a war, when there are hooligans who are creating anarchy here and there, then, oh, we see how good it was when we felt safe, and now we are in trouble. So these are two, brothers and sisters, these are two blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the Imam mentions that they are not appreciated, they are not recognized as blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until people lose them. When we look at the Italians, they call this virus as the killing machine. And recently, the Prime Minister admitted we lost control. The pandemics killed us psychologically, physically, and mentally. All earthly solutions failed. The solution is left to the heaven, or in other words, to Allah's will, to God's will. So, when you look at a European country like Italy, and someone like the Prime Minister, who admits that all earthly solutions failed, and we cannot do anything at all, we leave everything to God, to metaphysics, to something beyond the science and beyond the health organizations and whatever might be suggested to save us from this fatal killing machine. Here, let us remember one thing, that we, in addition to observing all precautionary measures, taking every precautionary steps to avoid transmitting and passing this disease with or via washing our hands, controlling our contacts with others, keeping the distance, and what wisely now done by most of the Islamic centers, in addition to non-Islamic, in suspending the congregations, the Salat al-Jama'ah, the Salat al-Jum'ah. So all daily prayers in the mosques and Friday ceremony and Friday gatherings are suspended with the recommendation of the trustees of Islamic centers here in UK in order to avoid the crowd, the contact with others when even one person carries that virus might pass it on to others, and that is a duty of every human being, a duty of every Muslim, not to be a means for transmitting the disease to others because that's negligence or do not complying with health advices and health regulations will lead to many wrongdoings. It is interesting, brothers and sisters, to read, and this is what I recently come across, that in 1981, Dane Curtis wrote a book in which he predicts that in 2020, there will be a virus that will spread over the whole world, and this will affect the respiratory, the system or organs, which means that it is affecting the lungs. In 1981, this man writes the book, and that book is called The Eye of Darkness. If you search for it and see that he mentions that book, that in 1981, which means that 40 years ago, was it a novel? Was it a prediction? Was it reading the future? Or there was something in the process of building and leading to some biological attack on the humanity by that person? I don't know. I leave it to you, brothers and sisters, to judge. But when you see that not only talking about the possibility of such a thing, the author of The Eye of Darkness fixes the year 2020 and the organ which is going to be affected by that disease and the virus. How and where from, I don't know. Now, how to combat and deal with these psychological disorder, confusion, distress, and anxiety? We know that millions of people, or hundreds of millions of people, are worried about what would happen. What is the next whatever attack? And in the end, how many of the population of the whole world are going to die or to be affected by this? And when exactly the vaccine to give immunity against that will be made available to people? I'm sure that you all agree with me that it is a worrying and it is increasing every day and spreading everywhere. Now, in addition to these health observations and precautions, may I suggest that we look at how to strengthen our communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The non-materialistic means or the spiritual suggestions, the religious advice that might help to us to cool down, to have some sort of tranquility and some sort of better understanding, not to worry about the consequences and the results. First of all, let's remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ. After each difficulty, there will be ease. And this is repeated twice in the Quran, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ. So let's hope that inshallah there will be ease by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is what is likely to be heard and seen by the Prime Minister of Italy. Second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that if we exercise and stick to piety, taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find us escape, a way to get rid of, and a way, we call it a solution, which we never calculated and never expected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ, which means that those who are in difficulty, in stress, in some sort of difficulty which is overwhelmingly affecting our psychology, our understanding, then observing piety, which means sticking to Allah's commands and keeping away from disobedience, refraining from the prohibitions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it clear to the Muslims. So by exercising taqwa, piety, and righteousness, keeping in mind all the commands and prohibitions in Islam, in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us, and He is the true promiser, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find us a way out of this problem. And don't forget, brothers and sisters, the last one, and that is as-sadaqatu tadfa'u sab'ina min al-bala, that afflictions, problems, and difficulties can be avoided by donations, by charitable acts, by alms and sadaqat. So if you think of those who are vulnerable, those who are less able to meet their needs, if you assist others, either financially or in any way, for example, I found in many messages good act of some youth here in London, in Birmingham, and some other cities, that a group of people offer their assistance to go and shop for those who cannot leave home, for elderly who are unable to go and buy and order whatever their daily needs are. So giving them your telephone number and being prepared to assist them somehow, provided you are perfectly observing the medical advice and avoiding infections, this sadaqah, this act of charity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam seconded that, will help a lot in giving you immunity. So it is not only the immunity in our system to overcome the disease, it is something beyond physics, beyond science, beyond natural causes to help us in overcoming the side effects of this disease. We beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and our error-free imams, to protect you all from this problem and give you immunity against what will lead and would cause the damages to health or any other type of mentality. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.